Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network, another edition of Scout and Route. If we'll see the Seattle Seahawks going into the Los Angeles Rams, the Rams have taken it on the chin lately. Sorry, Sean McVay. I had to throw it out there. But the Seattle team has cooled off a little bit. They're 6-5, Rams 3-8. Rams are really limping into what I consider an offseason of which they're going to have to make a lot of tough decisions. They've kind of sold their future. It's like they sold everything for one Super Bowl, and this organization is kind of built on a house of cards in some degree. There's no question that this Seattle team is overachieved. They're coming back to reality, and I think they're limited, and I think we saw that. I do think the quarterback play, though, has been very encouraging. The play of Kenneth Walker has been outstanding. You know, I do think that they can get enough points here, probably north of 24 points in this game. That's probably going to be enough against this Rams offense that has no direction, poor blocking up front, no real playmakers to speak of, quarterback play that's banged up, a lot of real problems. So Seattle probably can take care of business here, but they're going to have to play well. This is not a Seattle team, much like the Giants and, you know, a couple of other teams that have overachieved. What makes them good is how they play well to their close to their highest level each and every week. If they don't do that, they don't play clean, then you see their vulnerabilities slip up. So not a gimme for Seattle, but certainly look like the better team here. Got further thoughts about this matchup and other matchups over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of our 50% sale that we've got on the front of the website. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football content. Now for the route to victory on this matchup, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the Seattle Seahawks at LA Rams. Seahawks, 7.5-point favorite, seen some 8 there as well. It opened 4.5 Monday morning, but then the Stafford news came out. Sean McVay this week saying it is unlikely we're going to see Stafford this week, so that's why the movement. Total 41.5. It's been around there all week. Seahawks 6-5 ATS on the year, 3-2 on the road. The defending Super Bowl champion Rams 3-7-1 ATS, 1-5 ATS on the home field. Seahawks, 6 of their 11 have gone over, 7 of 11 under for the Rams. Rams are 6-1 ATS in the last 7 in the series. Rams also on an 8-2 ATS record over the last 10 games at home. Under has hit 5 of the last 6 matchups between the two. No real team trends for the Seahawks standout. Rams 0-3-1 ATS in their last 4 versus the NFC. The under has hit 4 straight for the Rams versus teams with winning records. Mentioned Matthew Stafford. Aaron Donald is out. Allen Robinson went to the IR, joining fellow receiver Cooper Kupp. So things looking abysmal for the Rams. No play, even with the injury. 7.5-8 does feel high still with the Seahawks on the road in this spot. I am playing the under, though. The Rams have gone over 21 points just once in their last 10 games. Defensively, they've been holding teams under 20. They held KC to 26. Pretty good offense there. And Seattle, I think they can hold them down too. So play on the under, no play on the sides with the injuries. More NFL previews on the Scout and the Route. You can find us part of the Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sports Betting Stack, NFL, College Football Conference Championship Week, as well as NBA and top college basketball matchups you can find there too. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory in betting the Seahawks and Rams.